Thank God tonight for his goodness. Many blessings he bestowed upon us. I often say, it's only through God's mercy that we're here.
Right, brother.
And brothers and sisters, that holds true. I need prayer. Remember me. We're here because God, one day, looked down and seen a little old barefooted boy. He called me. Thank God that I am home. Thank God for his word. Thank God for his word.
Yes, sir.
We're going to preach tonight on a subject that God helped me and blessed me to put together several years ago. I'm going to kind of change the venue tonight if it's all right. Subject, God being our helper, is going to be on the mercy seat. And without that, the Gentiles would have never had a right to the tree of life. So, you got your Bible. We're going to, first two or three places we're going to have read. We're not going to deal with just certain portions of it, but it deals with what the law under Moses and David constructed, these things that God had issued, to just exactly how to do it. So, 1 Chronicles chapter 28, verses 10 to 12. God had instructed David. David, in return, instructed his son Solomon. He's going to build a temple, a tabernacle for God. Well, our tabernacle is in heaven tonight. The temple's there. This mercy seat's there too. We'll get into that. Pray for me. I need your prayer.
Yeah,
all right, whoever's got 1 Chronicles chapter 28. 10 to 12.
Take heed now. For the Lord hath chosen thee to build an house for the sanctuary. Be strong and do it. Then David gave to Solomon his son the pattern of the porch and of the houses.
David gave Solomon a pattern. God issued to David what was to be. But David couldn't build the house. But Solomon could, and Solomon not only could, he did build it. All right.
And of the houses thereof, and of the treasuries thereof, and of the upper chambers thereof, and of the inner parlors thereof, and of the place of the mercy seat.
Now the place of the mercy seat.
And the pattern of all that he had by the Spirit.
You remember it was the Spirit that moved.
Yeah,
amen.
Right,
wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Amen, that's right.
And remember that the law was shadows of good things to come.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Right.
So this pattern that God had gave to David, issued to Solomon. Amen. Solomon built this house.
Yes, he did.
The mercy seat was in this house.
That's right.
Amen. I need your prayers.
Yeah.
All right. Exodus chapter 25. I believe it's 10 to 22. That's a little lengthy there, but it's for a purpose. Now remember, this mercy seat was going to be in the house.
Right, brother.
That Solomon was going to build. There's something in this mercy seat.
Yes, it was.
This mercy seat was placed somewhere. That the priests couldn't enter into.
Right.
Why? Because the way hadn't been prepared. Had it?
Yeah.
Of course, you don't know that yet, do you? All right.
And they shall make an ark of chittim wood.
They shall make an ark of chittim wood.
2 cubits and a half shall be the length thereof.
All right. Now, the point is to make it an ark.
That's right.
All right, read.
1 cubit and a half the breadth thereof, and 1 cubit and a half the height thereof. Thou shalt overlay it with pure gold within and without.
You see what God was doing? He was laying out the pattern.
That's right. Buddy.
He gave to Moses.
Amen.
Just
right.
Like he did to David, just like David done to Solomon.
Amen. That's right.
To build this house.
Amen.
This ark was preparing for a certain purpose.
Trap.
All right, read.
And shalt thou overlay it, and shalt make upon it a crown of gold round about. Thou shalt cast 4 rings of gold for it, and put them on the 4 corners thereof, and 2 rings shall be on the one side of it, and 2 rings on the other side.
This ark was to be carried.
That's right.
Wherever the children of Israel went.
Amen, that's right.
But there's something in that ark.
That's right, brother.
All right, read.
Thou shalt make staves of chittim wood and overlay them with gold. And thou shalt put the staves and the rings by the sides of the ark, that the ark may be borne with them. And the staves shall be in the rings of the ark. They shall not be taken from it. And thou shalt put into the ark of the testimony.
Thou shalt put into the ark.
All the testimony.
All the testimony.
Which I shall give thee.
Which I shall give thee. God speaking.
That's right. Amen. That's right.
Tell them what was going to be in the ark.
Amen. That's right.
All right, read.
Thou shalt make a mercy seat of pure gold.
Lord of God.
Yeah.
Thou shalt make a mercy seat of pure gold.
2 cubits and a half shall be the length thereof.
All right.
1 cubit and a half the breadth thereof, and thou shalt make 2 cherubims of gold, of beaten work, shalt thou make them in the 2 ends of the mercy seat. And make 1 cherub on the one end, and the other cherubim on the other end. Even of the mercy seat shall ye make the cherubims on the 2 ends thereof. And the cherubim shall stretch forth their wings on high, covering the mercy seat with their wings.
The power.
Sure.
I'd read.
And their faces shall look one to another toward the mercy seat.
Shall toward the mercy seat.
Shall the face of the cherubim be. And thou shalt put the mercy seat above upon the ark.
You remember. Above.
Upon the ark.
Upon the ark. It was on top of the ark.
Amen. That's right.
What was in that ark?
In the ark.
The testament.
Amen. That's right.
Ark of the covenant.
Amen, that's right.
It was the Ark of the Covenant. Amen. But you remember that mercy seat was above it.
Amen, that's right.
Wasn't it?
Amen.
All right, read.
And in the ark thou shalt put the testimony.
In the ark thou shalt put the testimony.
That I shall give thee.
That I shall give thee.
And there will I meet with thee, and I will commune
Listen to this.
Yeah.
There.
Will I meet with thee?
Will I meet with thee?
And I'll commune with thee.
I will commune with thee, talk with ye.
From above the mercy seat.
From above the mercy seat.
from between the two cherubims.
Woo, thank God.
Yeah.
Yes, it's mercy seat, right. People.
That's right.
God was showing.
Amen.
What was to be.
That's right, brother. Sure he was.
Why, the law was a shadow of good things
Amen.
To come.
Amen. That's right, brother.
Wasn't it?
Amen.
Amen.
All right.
Which are upon the ark of the testimony.
All right.
Of the things which I will give thee in the commandment unto the children of Israel.
Commandment to the children of Israel. That was the first covenant.
Amen. That's right.
It had divine services, didn't it?
Sure it did. That's right.
But God was speaking beyond.
Amen. That's right.
Wasn't it?
Amen. That's right.
This mercy seat, I'm going to show you that where the mercy seat, nobody was to be in there.
No, that's right.
There's certain men that went in there at time, but it was the law.
Yeah, that's right.
It was the law. That wasn't what God was speaking of, was it?
No.
Right. He was speaking of another day, of another man.
Amen. That's right.
Ain't it so?
That's right, buddy.
All right, the 26th chapter of Exodus. Verses 30 to 34.
And thou shalt set upon the table shewbread before me alway.
All right.
Thou shalt make a candlestick of pure gold of beaten work. Shall the candlestick be made. His shaft and his branches, his bowls. 30. I'm sorry. 26.
26 and 30 to 34.
Okay. Thou shalt rear up the tabernacle according to the fashion thereof.
Now, here's the point. Thou shalt rear up the tabernacle. David received from God just exactly how the building was to be built.
Right.
Amen.
But these people was in transit.
That's right.
They couldn't have a place of stone in the wood.
No, that's right.
They had curtains.
That's right.
That God told him exactly what to do there.
Amen. That's
just
right.
Exactly what he done with David.
That's right.
Just exactly the thing that David gave to Solomon.
Sure it was.
How to build the temple.
That's
the
right.
The tabernacle.
Amen.
And it's so. All right, read.
Thou shalt rear up the tabernacle according to the fashion thereof.
Thou shalt rear up the tabernacle according to the fashion thereof.
Which I have shewed thee in the mount.
Which I have shewed thee in the mount.
Thou shalt make a veil of blue and of purple.
Thou shalt make a veil of blue and of purple.
A scarlet.
Scarlet.
Fine twine linen of cunning work.
Go on.
With cherubim shall it be made. Thou shalt hang it upon four pillars of chittim wood.
Thou shalt hang it upon four pillars of chittim wood.
Overlaid with gold.
Overlaid with gold.
Their hooks shall be of gold upon four sockets of silver.
Yeah, thank God. Yeah. Read, brother.
And thou shalt hang up the veil under the thatches.
Thou shalt hang up a veil under the thatches.
That thou mayest bring in thither within the veil the ark of the testimony.
Within the veil.
That's right.
The ark of the testament.
That's right.
Or the ark of the covenant.
That's right, brother.
What was above that ark of the covenant?
Mercy seat.
The mercy seat.
Right, amen.
All right, now read some.
And the veil shall divide unto you between the holy place.
The veil shall divide between you the holy place.
And the most holy.
And the most holy place. And
thou shalt put the mercy seat upon the ark of the testimony.
Thou shalt put the mercy seat upon the ark of the testament.
In the most holy place.
In the most holy place.
Amen, that's right.
Did he say that?
That's right, amen.
Thank God today, the mercy seat, we can see it. We've got a vision of it.
Sure.
We know the man that's sitting there.
Yeah.
His name is Jesus.
Amen. That's
Lord
right.
of God.
Trap.
Yeah, thank God. Now, this veil. Get the 9th chapter of Hebrews 1 through 8. Now, you remember, they was dividing between the holy place and the most holy.
That's right.
Or God told them to put the Ark of the Covenant, the mercy seat, was in the most holy.
Right.
Is that right?
Right.
All right. Start at verse 1, the 9th chapter of Hebrews.
Then verily the first covenant had also ordinances of divine service.
It had ordinances of divine service. That was under the Mosaic law.
Amen. Right.
But what I want you to get in your mind, that it was types and shadows of good things to come. What
Amen.
God was showing there was things to happen.
Right.
Even though they done it then, what God was showing was the pattern of what he was, what he wanted from his son, Jesus Christ.
Right.
Thank God. All right, read.
Had also of ordinance of divine.
Had also ordinance of divine services.
And a worldly sanctuary.
It had the sanctuary.
Amen.
They was to build a sanctuary, a tabernacle, a temple for God.
Right.
The sanctuary, wasn't they?
Amen.
Right. I'd read it had a worldly sanctuary, a natural sanctuary.
Right.
Amen.
Read.
For there was a tabernacle made.
There was a tabernacle made.
The first wherein was the candlestick.
The candlestick.
And the table.
And you remember, here was the first one. I want you to get that in your mind. They were one, number one. That was the first one. Read.
Wherein was the candlestick and the table and the shewbread, which is called the sanctuary.
Which is called the sanctuary. That was the first one. All right.
And after the second veil.
There was the first, and then after the second veil.
After the second veil, the tabernacle, which is called the holiest of all.
Which is called the holiest of all, or the most holy. It went beyond the holy. It was the most holy.
Right.
What happened there? Read.
Which had the golden censers and the Ark of the Covenant.
The Ark of the Covenant.
Amen.
The Ark of the Testimony of God. Read, brother.
Overlaid round about with gold, wherein was the golden pot that had manna, and Aaron's rod that budded, and the tables of the covenant.
Tables of the covenant. Read.
And over it, the cherubims of glory.
The cherubims of glory.
Shadowing the mercy seat.
Shadowing the mercy seat. That was in the natural.
Sure.
Amen.
But as I said before, God was showing what was to be.
Amen.
Is that right?
Right.
All right, read.
Of which we cannot now speak particularly.
No, Paul said we cannot now speak particularly. Read.
Now when these things were thus ordained, the priest went always into the first tabernacle.
Always into the first tabernacle.
Accomplishing the service of God.
Accomplishing the service of God. Now.
But into the second went the high priest alone. Once.
That was the second one.
Right.
Let's keep this thing, let's keep it in mind.
Yeah.
There was three.
Right.
Had the outer court, the inner court, and the most holy.
Right.
The priest went in the second once every year. All right, read.
But into the second went the high priest alone once every year, not without blood, which he offered for himself and for the heirs of the people.
All right.
The Holy Ghost, this signifying.
Now listen, where was the Ark of the Covenant at?
Most holy.
It was in the most holy place.
Right.
What was in that Ark? The Covenant.
Right.
What was above that Ark?
Mercy seat.
Was God going to commune with the people above there?
Amen.
Communication with God.
Amen.
That's right. That's right, bro.
We commune with God today. But we talk to God in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Don't we?
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. That's right.
All right. Read that again.
The Holy Ghost, this...
Now, listen to it. The Holy Ghost...
This signifying...
This signifying. All right, remember, he could go into the second. First, second. But listen to what it says. Read.
That the way Into the holiest of all.
This, the Holy Ghost signifying, this signifying that the way into the holiest of all, the most holy,
was not yet made manifest.
Was not yet made manifest. They couldn't get in, really get in there.
That's right.
Why? Because God had it blocked.
Amen.
It was made for a certain man for a certain time.
Yeah, it was.
That man was Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.
Now you remember this priest could go in with sacrifices. Couldn't he? But the way into the holiest of all was not yet made manifest.
While as the first tabernacle was yet standing.
While the law. While the things under the law was yet standing.
Amen.
Now I get the eighth, first, and second verses. I need your prayers. This is a very deep subject. But it's not one that can't be understood.
That's right, brother.
All right.
A minister of the sanctuary.
Minister of the sanctuary.
And of the true tabernacle.
The true tabernacle.
Amen.
This tabernacle that we've been talking about was a type. This here was the true tabernacle. Read.
Which the Lord pitched and not man.
God pitched this tabernacle and man didn't pitch it.
That's right, brother.
That was the one where the way into that holiest of all was not manifested until Jesus Christ died the death of the cross.
Amen.
When he went back to God, the way into the holiest of all was made manifest. Is that right?
That's right.
Now, get the ninth chapter of Hebrews and verse 24, I believe it is.
Christ is not entered into the holy places made with hands.
Has that got an S on it?
Yes, sir.
The holy place and the most holy. Christ has not entered into the holy places.
That's right.
Made with hands.
Right. Which are the figures of the true.
It was just a figure.
That's right.
Or a type of the true.
Amen.
Where did he go to now? The way into the holiest was not yet made manifest. While the first tabernacle was yet standing.
That's right.
God, the Lord, pitched it and not man. God pitched this. Man didn't have nothing to do with it.
Right,
as far as the natural sense is concerned.
That's
read,
right.
Brother.
But
just read the whole thing again.
For Christ is not entered into the holy places.
Christ is not entered into the holy places made with hand.
Which are the figures of the true.
Which are the figure of the true. But now where did he enter into?
But into heaven itself.
But into heaven itself.
Amen. Now to appear.
There's the most holy.
Amen.
That way into the most holy was not made manifest as long as the first tabernacle was standing.
That's right, brother.
What did it take? Jesus was the New Testament when he's here. But what did it take to put that into effect? For all the world to understand and to follow. Did it not take his death?
Yeah.
It took blood, didn't it?
Yes, it did. Amen.
Is that right?
That's right.
All right.
Amen.
Get the 10th chapter, 12th and 13th verses.
But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice.
I'll tell you what, get the 9th and 20th. The 9th and the 26th first. Then get that. The 9th chapter of Hebrews, the verse 26, and get the 10th chapter, 12th and 13th verses.
For then must he often have suffered since the foundation of the world.
All right.
But now once in the end of the world, hath he appeared to put away sin.
How?
By the sacrifice of himself.
Well, was not this man the Lamb of God? Now read the 12th and 13th verses.
But this man. After he had offered one sacrifice.
One sacrifice.
For sins.
For sin.
Forever.
There's no more sacrifice beyond the sacrifice of the blessed Son of God.
Amen.
This man offered himself.
Yes, he did.
Didn't he?
Right.
Without spot, purge your conscience from dead works.
Amen.
Is that right?
That's right.
All right, read, son.
Set down on the right hand of God.
When he made that sacrifice, he sat down on the right hand of God, didn't he?
Amen.
From henceforth
expecting till his enemies be made his footstool.
All right. Was this man Jesus the sacrifice for sin?
Amen.
Was he not the spotless Lamb of God?
Amen.
Ninth chapter, the 13th verse. Maybe it's, might be the 12th, 13th. I believe that's right.
For if the blood of bulls and goats, the ashes of an heifer sprinkling the unclean, sanctify to the purifying of the flesh.
God accepted it.
Yeah.
He accepted all the natural that was made according to his pattern.
Amen.
Yeah.
But he was talking of things beyond.
Sure.
Things that was to come.
That's right.
But law was types and shadows of good things to come.
Amen.
That's right.
Is that right?
That's right.
All right, read.
How much more shall the blood of Christ?
Blood of bulls and goats was acceptable.
Yeah.
But how much more shall the blood of Christ?
Who through the eternal spirit. Offered himself without spot to God.
There's the offering of the Lamb of God.
Amen.
Offered himself. What kind of a lamb was he? Without spot.
Amen.
What did that lamb without spot do when he offered himself?
Purged your conscience from dead works.
Your conscience from dead works. The bulls and goats could not do that.
No.
The ashes of a heifer could not do that.
Right.
They could purify the flesh. But it took the blood of the lonely man of Galilee to cleanse the conscience, did it?
Right. Amen.
Is that right?
Right.
All right. Read that part again, son.
How much more shall the blood of Christ? Who through the eternal spirit. Offered himself without spot to God. Purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God.
All right. Was he the sacrifice?
Sure.
Yes, he was.
That's right.
He was the sacrifice one.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Was he anything else? Did the priest, when they went in, did they take the offering? This man was the offering.
Yeah, that's right.
Did he not present himself?
Sure.
Yes, he did.
Then what was this man?
He was the priest.
That's right.
He was not only the sacrifice, he was the priest.
That's right.
Get the 6th chapter of Hebrews. I believe it started about the 17th verse, huh? Whoever's reading.
Wherein God willing more abundantly to show unto the heirs of promise. Mutability of his counsel.
The immutability, unchangeable. The immutability of his counsel.
Confirmed it by an oath. By two immutable things. That's right, which it was impossible.
Well, can you change God?
No.
Can you change Jesus?
No.
That's the two immutable things.
Sure it is. That's right.
Unchangeable.
That's right.
That by two immutable things.
Which it was impossible for God to lie. We might have strong consolation. Who have fled for refuge.
To
lay hold upon the hope set before us.
Laid hold on the hope set before us.
Which
hope? What do we got hope of?
Resurrection.
Is it not eternal life?
Sure it is. Yes, that's right.
Well, we have through this man, Jesus Christ, through the two immutable things, we've got a hope of eternal life, haven't we?
That's right.
God was looking way down.
That's right, brother.
From the law of Moses.
Amen.
He had a man ready.
That's right, brother.
All right.
Which hope we have as an anchor of the soul.
Listen to it. We have a hope as an anchor of the soul. Now, what is that hope that's an anchor of the soul?
Both sure and steadfast.
It's sure and it's steadfast. And now, listen to this.
And which entereth into that within that, the veil.
That was sure and steadfast, entered into that. That was within the veil. What was within the veil?
That's right. Most holy.
Huh?
Most holy.
Most holy. What was in the most holy?
Mercy seat.
The mercy seat, the Ark of the Covenant. Is that right?
Amen, that's right.
All right.
Whether the forerunners for us entered.
Has Christ entered? He's the forerunner for us. Has already entered into it.
That's right. Even Jesus. Made an high priest forever.
Now listen. He was not only the sacrifice. That death was a sacrifice, wasn't it?
Sure.
He not only was the sacrifice for sin, but he is made a priest forever.
After the order of Melchizedek.
Amen.
That's right.
Was he not in the order of Melchizedek?
Sure. Yes.
Did God make him a priest?
Right.
He not only was the sacrifice for sin, but he is the priest that offered that sacrifice.
Amen.
What did he offer? He offered the spotless Son of God.
Amen.
That Lamb of God.
Yes, sir. Amen.
What did that Lamb do? He took away sin.
Amen.
Right. By the sacrifice of himself.
Yeah, thank the Lord.
Mercy seat.
Yeah.
What time is it?
About 10 after 8.
Mercy seat. All right. Now, was it made in the order after the order of Melchizedek?
Right.
I believe it's the 7th. I know it's 7th chapter, 1st verse. And I believe it's about the 13th or 14th verse.
Yeah.
Well, that 13th verse.
For he of whom these things are spoken pertain to another tribe.
What's the next verse?
For does heaven their Lord spring out of Judah?
All right. I both spake no such
thing. Yeah.
All right.
Far more evident after similitude of Melchizedek.
That's what I want. I want the first and second. Now, God made him a priest forever after all. Forever.
Yeah.
Eternally.
Right.
After the order of Melchizedek, didn't he?
Amen. That's right.
Is that right?
That's right.
All right. Hebrews chapter 7, verse 1. Now he is in the order, the likeness of Melchizedek.
Amen.
All right.
For this Melchizedek, king of Salem. King of Salem.
What was Melchizedek? Now he was a priest.
Sure.
But did God call him a king?
Yeah, try.
King of Salem.
Priest of the Most High God.
Priest of the Most High God.
Who met Abraham returning from the slaughter of the kings and blessed him.
All right.
To whom also Abraham gave a tenth part of all.
All right.
First being by interpretation.
Now this King of Salem, first being by interpretation.
King of righteousness.
King of righteousness.
And after that also.
Now he was made in the order, wasn't he?
That's right.
A Melchizedek.
Right.
Well, first being by interpretation, king of righteousness.
After that also, king of Salem.
After that also, king of Salem.
Which is king of peace.
King of peace.
Amen.
All right, get the first chapter of Hebrews. Hold that. Get the first chapter of Hebrews and the 8th and 9th verses, I believe it is. Now, what did God do when he made him a priest after the order of Melchizedek? Did he not make him a king?
Sure he did. Right.
Was he in the order? Sure. Melchizedek was he the king of righteousness?
Yeah.
King of peace? That is what God made his son when he made him after the order of Melchizedek.
Right.
King of righteousness and king of peace.
Amen.
All right.
But unto the Son, he saith.
God talking to Jesus. Right. Unto the Son, he saith.
Thy throne, O God.
Yeah.
What did he call the Son?
Oh,
he called him God, didn't he?
Right.
Amen.
Then he said he had a throne, didn't he?
Right. Amen.
Thy throne, O God. Well, did they put a king on the throne?
Sure.
Amen.
All right.
Is forever and ever.
Right.
A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of thy kingdom.
Amen.
All right.
Thou hast loved righteousness.
Thou hast loved righteousness.
And hated iniquity.
Hated iniquity.
Therefore God.
Therefore God.
Even thy God.
Now what did God do with him? Now he made him a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek, didn't he?
Amen.
Let's see if he didn't do some anointing.
Hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows.
Yeah, thank God.
Right.
Now go back to that 7th chapter. 14th verse.
For it is evident that our Lord sprang out of Judah, of which tribe Moses spake nothing concerning priesthood.
All right.
Is yet far more evident for that after the similitude of Melchizedek.
After the similitude, the likeness of Melchizedek.
There ariseth another priest.
Another priest.
Who is made not after the law of a carnal
commandment. When he was made, he was not made after the law of a carnal commandment.
But after the power of an endless life.
But after the power. Of an endless life.
That's right, brother.
When God made him endless.
That's right.
That's when he become a priest forever.
Amen.
After
right.
the order of Melchizedek, wasn't it?
That's right.
Thank God.
That's right.
I hope you can understand this
sure,
and see.
That's good.
It's Amen. Plain to me.
Amen.
Yeah, thank God for his word.
Yes, sir, brother.
Yeah, this truth. Ye shall know the truth, and the Amen. Truth shall make you free.
Amen. That's right.
All right. Isaiah chapter 15, verse 5. Now, did God make him a king when he made him a priest? Said he did. Made him a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. What was Melchizedek's order? He was king of righteousness.
Yeah.
And king of peace.
Amen.
He was
that's
a
right.
similitude and the likeness of Melchizedek.
That's
wasn't.
Right, brother. Amen.
He was a priest.
That's right.
Wasn't he? Is that right? Thank yeah. God for his truth. All right, Isaiah 15 and 5. Did God there in the first chapter of Hebrews said, Thy throne, O God? He's talking to his son. Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. Scepter righteousness, scepter thy kingdom.
That's right.
Thou hast loved righteousness, hated iniquity. Therefore, God, even thy God,
Amen.
Hath anointed thee with oil of gladness above thy fellows. All right.
My heart shall cry out for Moab.
Is that
15?
16. Oh, I might have said 15.
Yeah.
16.
Five,
I believe.
Yeah,
I mean.
Yes,
sure,
that's it.
All
right. And in mercy...
Now listen to it. Did God say he had a throne?
That's right.
Amen.
I'm going to show you the mercy seat now.
That's it, bud.
Thy throne, O God.
That's right.
All right. God through the mouth of Isaiah.
And in mercy.
And in mercy.
Right.
Shall the throne be established.
Amen.
Was the throne to be established in mercy?
That's right.
Amen.
Say it, bud.
I can see that. I can see that mercy seat.
Sure.
Above the Ark of the Testament. The throne shall be established in mercy.
Amen.
All right.
And he shall sit upon it.
He. The one that was going to sit upon it shall sit upon it
in truth.
In truth. Well, St. John 14 and 6, who was truth?
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
Right. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth,
right.
and the life.
Right.
That throne was to be established in mercy, and the one that was going to sit on that throne was to sit on it in truth.
Amen.
Where at?
In the tabernacle of David.
In the tabernacle of David.
Right. Amen.
That's right.
Yeah, the type of God that God gave David the plan.
Amen, that's right, brother.
Of how to build it that he issued to Solomon.
That's right.
Amen.
Is that right?
That's right, brother.
But you remember Jesus Christ was of the flesh, the seed of David.
Yeah. Yeah.
That temple of David, in other words.
Amen.
All right, read.
Judging and seeking.
Now, what was this man to set upon the throne in truth? What was he going to do?
Judging. Amen.
And what?
And seeking judgment.
Seeking justice.
And hastening righteousness.
Hastening righteousness.
Yeah. Amen.
Right.
He was king of righteousness, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was.
Was he sitting on that throne?
Amen.
Was that throne to be established in mercy?
Sure.
Amen.
Was he to set upon it in truth?
Yeah, that's right.
In the tabernacle of David, judging. St. John 8 and 12. Maybe it's 12 and 44. St. John 12 and 44. 48. I'll get it right in a few minutes. St. John 12, 48. All right.
He that rejecteth me.
He that rejecteth me
receiveth not my word.
Receiveth not my words.
Hath one that judgeth him. The word that I have spoken.
I have spoken.
The same shall judge him in the last day.
The same shall judge in the last day. All right, read.
For I have not spoken to myself. But the Father who sent me, he gave me a
commandment. Where did he come from?
God.
Where was God going to commune to him?
Yeah. That's right. From the mercy seat.
Above the mercy seat.
Yeah. That's right.
Is that right?
Amen.
Well, was he? You remember God's the Father. He's the highest.
Amen.
He's God the highest.
Amen. Sure. Ain't right.
he? Glory to God in the highest.
Amen.
And on earth, talking about Jesus. Peace, goodwill toward men.
Amen. That's right.
All right.
He gave me a commandment.
He gave me a commandment.
What I should say.
What I should say.
What I should speak.
What I should speak.
I know that his commandment.
I know that his commandment.
Is life everlasting.
Is life everlasting.
That's right. Whatsoever I speak, therefore.
All right.
Even his Father said unto me, so I speak.
All right. He was judging.
That's right.
And hastening justice. Seeking justice. And hastening righteousness. But the main thing that I want you to understand, that throne was to be established in mercy.
Right.
Wasn't it?
That's right, buddy.
Why was this man Jesus Christ the sacrifice?
Right.
What was this man Jesus Christ? He was the priest.
Amen.
Made after the order of Melchizedek, king of righteousness. King of peace.
Amen.
Is that right?
Yeah.
And the throne was to be established how?
In mercy.
In mercy shall the throne be established.
Right.
The mercy seat.
That's right.
Thank God. All right. I tell you what, let's get Zechariah chapter 6, 12, and 13. We've already used this counsel. The mutability of God's counsel. Two immutable things, which is impossible for God to lie.
That's right.
But two immutable counselmen, if you want to put it that way, was Jesus Christ and the Father. All right. Zechariah chapter 6, 12 and 13. If you can't find it, I'll give you a little time.
Speak unto him and saying, thus speaketh the Lord of hosts, saying, behold, the man whose name is the branch.
Talking about Jesus Christ.
And he shall grow up out of his place.
He shall grow up out of his place.
And he shall build the temple of the Lord.
He shall build the temple of the Lord.
Even he shall build the temple.
Even he shall build the temple of the Lord.
And he shall bear the glory.
He'll bear the glory.
Shall sit
yes, he did. God, when he raised him from the dead, gave him glory, didn't he?
Amen.
Is that right? He'll bear the glory.
He shall
glory of what? Of eternal life.
Right, brother.
Read, brother.
Shall sit and rule upon his throne.
What's he going to do? He's going to sit. Well, he shall sit upon it in truth.
That's right.
He shall sit and rule upon his throne.
He shall be a priest.
He shall be a priest.
Upon his
throne. His throne. Did God make him a priest forever?
That's right.
All right, now, he shall be a priest upon his throne.
And the council of
peace. The council of peace.
Shall be between
them both. Shall be between them both. God the Father, God the Son.
Amen, that's right.
Is that right?
That's right.
And there, that council, my brothers and sisters, is immutability.
Sure.
There's no nothing that them people says it's wrong.
No, that's right, brother.
Or ever has said.
Amen. No, that's right.
Is that right? The mutability of his council.
That's right.
Unchangeable.
Yeah.
All right. He shall be a priest upon his throne.
Amen.
Was he upon the throne?
Sure.
Was he a priest upon that throne?
Right.
That council of peace shall be between them both.
Amen. That's right.
When God gave him the things that he told him he would give him, he was a priest forever.
Sure.
After the order of Melchizedek, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Right.
Is that right? All right. Read. I want that last part of that read again, son.
And he shall be a priest upon his throne.
Upon his throne. Now, how was that throne to be established?
Mercy.
Isaiah 15:5 said the throne was to be established in mercy.
Amen, that's right.
Right.
Is that right?
That's right.
All right.
And the council of peace shall be between them both.
All right. In mercy shall the throne be established.
That's right, brother.
13th chapter of Acts, verse 32 to 34. Keep remembering me. I need your prayers.
Yeah.
All right. Now, how was the throne to be established? Isaiah 15:5.
In mercy.
In mercy.
That's right.
I want you to keep that in your mind. In mercy.
Right.
Shall the throne be established? Shall the throne be established?
Right.
How was the throne to be established?
In mercy.
In mercy.
Right.
Amen.
All right, talking about the mercy seat now.
Right.
All right.
And we declare unto you glad tidings.
We declare unto you glad tidings.
How that the promise which was made unto the fathers, God hath fulfilled the...
Oh, yes.
Amen.
The promise that he made to the fathers, God fulfilled him.
Amen.
How?
The same unto us, their children.
What did he do?
In that he hath raised up Jesus again.
Yeah, right. He raised him up again.
Amen.
All right.
As it is also written in the second psalm.
It's also written in the second psalm.
Thou art my son.
Thou art my son.
This day have I begotten
this
thee.
This day. Have I begotten thee? What was he talking about?
And as concerning that he raised him up from the dead.
That was the day that he was talking about.
That's right.
This day have I begotten
Amen.
Thee.
Amen.
As concerning that he raised him up from the dead. No
Amen.
More to return to corruption.
That's right.
All right. What did he say?
He said on this wise.
When he raised him from the dead.
I will.
No more to return to corruption. He said on this wise.
I will give you the
I will give you the
sure mercy.
The sure mercies of
Amen.
David.
Amen.
How was the throne to be established?
Mercy. Amen. That's right.
Was he going to give him the mercy of David? I will Amen. Give you the sure mercies of David.
Yeah. Amen.
Did he say that?
Yeah,
he did.
All right, how was the throne to be established?
Mercy.
Mercy.
Was it to give us the sure mercies of David?
Right,
yeah. All right. Psalms chapter 89, starting verse 34, reading down through verse 37. Brothers and sisters, a lot on this. And I'm going to give you a shorter version of it tonight. But I think if people wants to see it, they can understand it.
Yeah.
All right.
My covenant will I not break.
My covenant will I not break.
Nor alter the thing that has gone out of my mouth.
I'm not going to even alter the things that have gone out of my mouth.
Once I have sworn by my holiness.
Once have I sworn by my holiness.
I will not lie unto David.
I will not lie unto David.
His seed shall endure forever.
His seed shall endure forever.
And his throne is the sun before me.
His throne as the sun before me.
It shall be established forever as the moon.
Established?
Yeah, that's right.
The throne was to be established how?
In mercy.
In mercy. Was he to give us the sure mercies of David?
Sure, that's right.
Read it again.
It shall be established.
It, talking about the throne, shall be established.
Forever.
Forever.
As the moon.
It's going to be established, ain't it?
That's right, brother.
How's it going to be established? In mercy.
That's right.
Well, where was it going to be established in mercy at?
And as a faithful witness.
As a faithful witness.
In heaven.
In heaven. Selah. Where did God intend to establish the throne of David?
In heaven.
When he established that throne, he established it in mercy, didn't he?
Amen. That's right.
That Son of God sat upon that throne in truth.
That's right.
Yeah, thank God.
Thank the Lord.
Right.
Amen.
85 and 10 of Psalm. All right, how was that throne to be established? In mercy, wasn't it?
Right.
Where was the throne to be established? In heaven.
That's right.
Is that right?
Amen.
All right. Psalms 85 and 10.
Mercy and truth are met together.
Amen. When did that happen?
Righteousness and peace.
When did that happen? When did mercy and truth?
That's right.
Meet.
That's right, buddy. Took the throne.
Was the throne to be established in mercy?
Amen.
Was Jesus Christ to set up on it in truth?
Amen.
Mercy and truth are met together.
That's right.
Righteousness
Amen.
And peace have kissed each
Amen.
Other.
Amen.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, glory to God.
Glory to God.
Bless him.
Yeah.
What is the kingdom of God? It's righteousness. It's peace.
Glory
it's joy
yeah.
in the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Thank
amen.
God.
Yeah, amen.
Is that right?
Right.
All right. St. John chapter 1 and verse 51. I believe it's 11th chapter of Revelation verse 19. The temple was opened in heaven.
Okay.
All right, where did Jesus go? The ninth chapter of Hebrews, verse 24. Did he? The Bible said he entered not into the holy places made with hand, which are the figures of the truth, but into heaven itself.
Amen.
Where was the throne to be established?
Heaven.
How was it to be established? Can you see that? Can you see that throne of mercy? Above that Ark of the Covenant? I can. And through faith. All right.
St. John 1, 51.
St. John 1 and 50.
50.
And Revelation chapter 11 and 19. He's got it. All right. There's a couple of more places or three. I'm going to come to a close.
Jesus answered and said unto him, because I said unto thee, I saw thee under the fig tree.
No, is that?
That's 50.
151?
151. And he said unto him.
Said unto him.
Verily, verily.
This is St. John 151. Verily, verily, I say unto you.
Hereafter.
Hereafter.
Ye shall see heaven open.
Heaven open.
And the angels.
The way.
That's it.
The way into the holiest wasn't yet prepared.
That's right.
As long as the first tabernacle was standing.
Amen.
When Jesus Christ died the death of the cross, shed his blood.
Yeah.
The New Testament, the new covenant
right.
went into effect. Didn't
Amen.
It? Going to all the world and preach the gospel to every creature.
Amen.
He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved.
Amen.
Thank God today
yeah.
we've got a new covenant.
Amen.
Woo.
Amen.
Yes.
Thank God.
Woo. We've got to praise forever.
Yeah.
Sitting on the mercy seat.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Yes. Bless the Lord. Thank God.
Yeah, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Yeah, thank the Lord. Yeah, we do.
Hereafter, you shall see heaven open.
Yeah.
Amen.
The angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man.
Yeah, that's right, brother.
Amen.
It wasn't open when he said that, was it?
No, it wasn't. No, it wasn't.
I believe you got 11 to 19.
Yeah.
All right.
And the temple of God.
Now listen, you saw, hereafter, you shall see heaven opened.
That's right.
The angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man.
The temple of God was opened.
The temple of God was opened.
That's right.
Hereafter you shall see heaven opened.
That's right, bro.
The temple of God was opened.
And there was seen in his temple the ark of his testament.
Read that again, son.
And the temple of God was opened.
The temple of God was opened.
In heaven.
In heaven.
And there was seen in his temple.
There was seen in his temple that was in heaven, open.
That's right, brother.
There was seen in his temple.
The ark. Of his testament.
Of his testament.
Amen.
That's the new covenant.
That's right, brother.
Is that right, brother?
Yeah. Thank God.
Woo.
Amen.
That was the true thing that God was talking about. Wasn't it?
Amen, brother.
Thank God that ark of the covenant and above that ark was the mercy seat.
Yeah, that's right, brother.
Yeah, that throne plan was to be established in heaven.
That's right, brother.
It was to be established in mercy.
Right.
He'll set up on it in truth.
That's right, brother.
In the tabernacle of David.
Amen.
Hereafter you shall see heaven open.
Right.
The angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man.
Right, brother.
Temple of God was open.
The temple of God was open.
In heaven.
In heaven.
There was seen in his temple.
There was seen in his temple.
The ark of his testament.
The ark of his testament.
Yeah. There were lightnings and voices. Yeah.
Can you see the first and the second testament right there?
Yeah. Amen.
The first had carnal ordinances, didn't it?
Sure it did.
They also had divine services.
That's right.
Amen. My brothers. There's no carnal ordinances whatsoever in Jesus.
No, it's
the thing that bring about eternal life.
That's right,
right.
Is that right?
Exactly.
Now, the way into the holiest was not yet made manifest while the first tabernacle was yet standing. Now, Jesus Christ died the death of the cross, ascended into heaven, sent the Holy Ghost back, didn't it?
Yeah.
What was the Holy Ghost? What did that Holy Ghost bring back to the memory of these men that's going to preach the gospel?
The word of God.
Amen. That was in his ark.
Yeah.
Where was it at? It's open in heaven.
Right, brother.
That Holy Ghost had to bring it back.
Yeah, that's right, brother. Amen.
Oh, I can see this tonight.
Amen.
Right.
Yeah, the Holy Ghost is here.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Woo!
Amen.
The power of the word is here.
Amen.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Glory to his name tonight.
His holy name.
Yeah, glory to God.
Yes. Yeah,
now, the temple is open in heaven. Somebody get 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 12, but I want you to go to 9 of Hebrews. Verse 24 again. Now, the 8th verse of the same chapter, 9th chapter, the Holy Ghost, this signifying that the way into the holiest was not yet made manifest while the first tabernacle was yet standing.
Right.
Well, that first tabernacle was not standing when Jesus Christ went back to heaven. Hebrews 9 and 8 first.
The Holy Ghost is signifying the way into the holiest of all was not yet made manifest while his first tabernacle was yet standing.
Now, get the 24th verse.
Christ has not entered the holy places made
with hands. Christ has not entered into the holy places made with hand.
Which are the figures.
Which are a figure of the truth. But where did he go into?
But into heaven itself.
First when heaven was open.
Yeah, amen.
Right, brother.
Yeah, exactly. When Jesus Christ, Brother David, went back to heaven.
Amen. Right,
brother.
Amen.
Heaven was open.
Lord. Right, brother.
There was seen in his temple the ark of his testament.
Amen. That's right.
Amen.
Woo, glory to God.
Amen.
Now, did he tell in the 24th chapter of Luke, 49th verse, to tear in the city of Jerusalem till it is endued with power from on high?
Yeah,
right. First chapter of Acts told them to receive power after the Holy Ghost come upon them.
Yeah, that's right, right, bro.
Is that right?
That's right.
Now, the 12th verse, I believe it is, of the first chapter, 1 Peter.
Unto whom it was revealed that not unto themselves, but unto us they did minister the things which are now reported unto you.
How?
By them that have preached the gospel.
By them that have preached the gospel unto you.
With the Holy Ghost.
With the Holy Ghost.
Sent down from heaven.
Sent down from heaven.
Yeah, amen.
Can you see that? Oh, it's beautiful to me. That mercy seat.
That's right, bro.
Yeah.
By that ark of the testament.
Yeah, that's right, bro.
You tarry till you be endued with power. I'm going to see in the spirit of truth.
That's right.
Yes.
Yeah.
When he's come, he'll testify of me.
Yeah, that's right.
Amen.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Glory to God.
Clint,
amen.
I'm feeling tonight.
Yeah. Glory to God.
Ooh,
amen.
Glory to God.
Yeah,
amen.
Praise
amen.
His holy name.
Thank God.
Thank you, Lord.
Temple is open in heaven. There was seen in his temple the ark of his testament. You tarry till you be endued with power. When he has come, when the Holy Ghost has come, he'll testify of me. Did they testify of him?
Yeah.
That council, son, was there.
Yes, sir.
Paul preached that council.
Yes,
didn't
he?
Yeah. But I certify you, brethren, the gospel which is preached to me is not after man.
No.
That's what Paul said.
Right.
I take you to record this day, 20th chapter of Acts.
Yes.
I am pure from the blood of all men,
right.
For I have not shunned to declare unto you all the counsel of God.
Right.
Thank God. Was that all I had? I hope this has been a blessing to you. Yeah, brother asked me to preach on this one. He don't happen to be here tonight. But I guess Brother Tim's getting it.
Yes, sir.